This week, President Bush cited improved math scores in national tests as he urged Congress to renew the No Child Left Behind Act. Competition for federal and state funds in education and with other priorities is fierce. But one program has support in some surprising places and an unexpected assortment of allies, and that's the movement to give every child a chance to attend preschool. David Kirp is a professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley and author of The Sandbox Investment, The Preschool Movement and Kids First Politics. He joins us from Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, where he's been giving a lecture this week. Mr. Kirp, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.
And first, what does the research show about preschool?
Well, there really is a perfect storm of research. And in all the years that I've been studying social programs, I've never seen anything like it. Whether it's the brain science work, which has just vividly dramatized early brain development, 40-year-long studies of kids who've been to preschool, which show astonishing continuing effects in everything from welfare to marriage stability to reports on health to crime to income earnings 25% higher than kids who didn't go to preschool, to The Economist coming along and turning all that into the kind of analysis that shows what an incredible investment this is, just in cost-benefit terms, figures of up to 15 to 1 in terms of lifelong returns, a lot better than you do in the stock market.
We made reference to kind of an unexpected assortment of allies that preschool education has won over the years, in part because of these studies and practical experience. What are some of the people you line up as in favor?
Well, that evidence that this is a smart investment has gotten people like Nobel Prize winner economist Jim Heckman to be a leading voice in favor of early education. Ben Bernanke in Washington has spoken about early education. And maybe even more unusually, because of the data that shows that preschool can really affect crime rates down the road, police chiefs, district attorneys, sheriffs have formed an organization called Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, which advocates for preschool.
There's so many factors that could potentially be responsible for children not getting into trouble with the law. What makes the police chiefs confident, or you for that matter, that they are correct when they're confident that preschool education has something to do with it?
Well, I think something is the key, because you're absolutely right. There are just myriad community factors that are going to weigh in the balance. But the argument is that a good preschool education means that kids come to school not far behind their peers, as might happen otherwise, and disaffected from the outset, but ready to learn. Teachers see that and respond accordingly. They become less alienated over time, better able to think for themselves, so that, you know, when the temptation comes along, when somebody says, you know, come do whatever this ultimately criminal behavior is, they can actually puzzle out the consequences of that. That's the hope.
What states and cities have moved farthest towards assuring pre-K education?
Yeah, one of the amazing things about this story, I mean, the leaders in this field are the most unlikely places. Oklahoma, for example, and Georgia, Tennessee, West Virginia, Arkansas, Illinois, and now Iowa. There are seven states that are moving clearly to universal preschool. There are 33 other states that have preschool programs in place. And all those numbers keep going up. People are learning from the experience of places like Oklahoma and Georgia and building, in many places, good programs, in others, not so good programs.
Well, and that raises this concern. If there's a proliferation of preschool education, how certain can we be that they're good schools that are getting created to meet the increasing need?
I think that's the $64 question, because quality is key. All the data that I was describing before that shows the enormous impact of preschool, it has to do with teachers with good qualifications and a real understanding of how kids develop. And the danger is that politicians, who are always interested in claiming credit, will seek to enroll the greatest number of students at the least cost, and then claiming success, move on. And that's the pitfall. It's hard to think of a social program since the Great Society days of such magnitude. And the Wall Street Journal talks about this as the biggest education reform since the end of World War I.
David Kirp, professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.